What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, so many things make sense now, Lee.
Well, I'm glad it's starting to become clear.
Yeah, well, no, about Joe Biden.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Never mind that to people who, same media folks, who now admit they hid Joe Biden's dementia for 4 years with Soviet-level ruthlessness, are about to be outraged at anyone who suggests Biden's inner circle may have been, you know, may have hid his cancer diagnosis. Even though that's exactly what they did. They were going to march him right back into the presidency, bury him a couple months later. That's what they were going to do. They didn't care. Anything to hold on to power, any lie they had to tell. There is no way that this just suddenly came out of nowhere. This guy's probably got the best health care in the world, the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, you have a White House physician. You have an annual exam, which is generally made public.
This is a slow-moving cancer. There's no way you go from zero to stage four.
In a year.
There's just no way. I mean, he's had this for a while. And you know what's interesting about this? Two things. Remember this with his brother, Frank? This is back in July. Somebody has auto-signed his resignation from his campaign. He's not running anymore. Maybe it's Joe, maybe it's not. Nobody knows. Because remember, nobody saw him for a while. It was freaky. Like, is he alive? Remember, people want a proof of life.
Yeah.
They did, because
he... There were serious people asking questions about that.
Because he just disappears, and then suddenly on X, this resignation shows up. It's auto-signed. It's not really his handwriting. It was weird. Then his brother Frank comes out and says, well, we want to enjoy the time we have left with Joe. What? That sounds like he's dying of cancer.
Here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. We asked him whether he feels that his brother's overall health and vitality played a major role in this decision. And he says, in my humble opinion, absolutely. So a member of the president's family now confirming that the president's health was indeed a major factor in this decision and calling his brother a hero.
Yeah, we have to enjoy the time we have left with him. That was in July. That's the kind of thing you say about somebody who has cancer. We don't want anyone to have cancer, but there's no way he didn't know. Everybody's replaying this. This is from 2022. And everything in this is a lie, Lee. He totally made this up about the oil coming down in the rain around Delaware.
Yeah.
And we debunked it at the time. He just makes this stuff up, right? So in this clip, you'll hear him say he has cancer. We all just assumed he was lying about that too. Here you go.
And because it was a four-lane highway, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
So who knew it? I mean, in the middle of that really thick nest of lies, there actually was a truth. I have cancer. I bet he did. At the rate prostate cancer spreads, I bet in 2022 he had, I'm pretty sure he did. You know what explains so much, Lee? The long weekends. He took more vacation than any president in modern history, going back more than 100 years when this kind of thing was tracked. Why he was at in Delaware at the beach house every weekend, why he would disappear, why he would take the lids, all of it. It all makes sense now. It also makes sense why they did it now. Because let me tell you what, that her audio that they just released, which is the Department of Justice quizzing Joe Biden on the very many classified documents, whole pallets worth, actually, that he had scattered all over the place. And you don't often hear, it is a novel thing in history, and it did just come out, a president just casually sit there and confess to crimes. But he does in this audio. That's why they didn't want it out. And as he's confessing to crimes, Lee, it's very clear he's not having a dementia moment. He's not. He's as clear as a bell. And the problem is that the crimes that he is confessing to, he doesn't have immunity for them. They were from back in his vice presidency and when he was a senator. But the most shocking thing about this, the most galling thing about this, I mean, I about just came up out of my chair this weekend cutting this, is that as you're about to hear him with a very clear mind confess to the crime of taking those classified documents home that should only be read in a SCIF, which is a sort of, you know, secure room, right? Taking them home, they're scattered throughout his home. He doesn't care. As he's saying this, his DOJ is prosecuting Donald Trump for the exact, and I mean the exact crime he is talking about, with one key difference. Trump had the ability to declassify and Biden didn't. I'm going to play it, but I just to let the impact of this sink in, okay? The Biden administration charged Trump with 35 felonies in the classified documents case. He was facing 435 years. 435 years for exactly what Biden admits to here.
You said to Mark, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs. And so you can imagine, we are curious what you meant when you said, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs.
I don't remember. I'm not supposed to speculate, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, I don't remember.
That's him talking to his attorney. I'm not supposed to speculate, right? No. Okay, I don't remember. He's not demented right there. He's not having a dementia moment. It gets worse, Lee. Here is the 24 seconds in which he admits to the exact crime his DOJ is prosecuting Trump for at that time.
I wanted to hang on to it just for posterity's sake. I mean, this was my position on Afghanistan. I've been of the view, from a historical standpoint, that there are certain points in history, world history, where fundamental things change using technology. For example,
he sounds demented there to you?
Not really. That sounds pretty lucid at that point.
Yeah, he's very lucid. When he says, gosh, you know what? I might have just lied a few minutes ago, said I don't remember. But you know what? I actually do. And I just took it home. Yeah, it was a crime. But I took it home because I just wanted to keep it. That's just history to me. That is exactly why Trump took the documents that he did. Exact. And by the way, Lee, that doesn't even count the ones they forced on him. Because they forced mailed him the document. He didn't even want some of this stuff and they mailed it to him. Then they raided his house to get it. It's just 435 years late. Trump would be in prison right now if he didn't win the election.
No.
He would. Over 700 years, five cases. They'd have got him on this one or they got him on another one. And just the absolute gall that her, the guy you hear here, he's interviewing him for who? The DOJ. They ultimately don't even charge him. And then her says to him, okay, well, did you know you had the classified documents? And he says, oh, it's not something I ever bothered to think about. Why? Well, he's a Democrat. He's got Democrat privilege. He's got liberal privilege. Why would you bother to think about breaking the law? Laws don't apply to you. Listen to the casualness here.
Were you aware that you had kept it after your term as vice president? Did you know that you had it?
I don't know that I knew, but it wouldn't something I would have stopped to think about.
I wouldn't know that I knew, but it's not something I would stop to think about. What the?
And this is why they announced the cancer, because these aren't covered. These crimes aren't covered by immunity. There's a new head of the DOJ, a new head of the FBI, and they had, oh, no, you can't come after Joe. He's dying. Stage 4 cancer. No, you can't come after him for the crimes he tried to prosecute you for, Donald Trump. No, that would be wrong. He's just a poor old man with cancer and has been for years. Since at least 22. You just heard it from him. That's why this is out today. There's no other reason. If they had not released these tapes, we wouldn't know he had cancer. I'd find out after he passed. And look, I don't want anybody to have cancer. That's not the point here.
Yeah.
It's the cover-up. It's the lying. It's the ceaseless, never-ending lying. It's the use of the cancer as a manipulation to get out of yet another set of crimes by Joe Biden. To distract from those crimes. To distract from the cover-up by Joe Biden's own DOJ of his crimes while they pursued Trump for literally exactly the same crimes. And somebody wrote this. This is precisely what critics on CNN and MSNBC accused Trump of doing, removing material as types of keepsakes or trophies, classified material. One president was indicted for that, and one was sent along his way to a second term in office.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texter writes, did the HER tapes cause the stage 4 cancer? Well, caused certainly the admission of it. Hey, it's a new DOJ. New Department of Justice. Joe Biden go to prison for what he admitted there on those tapes. You weren't supposed to ever hear that. You weren't. All right. Going to jump into this. We live in the strangest times. If you are a conservative or you just don't want your children to be debt slaves, you are now a rhino, a bad, bad person. Someone who says true things that are inconvenient. And you should shut up or you'll be primary, no matter what Moody's says. I guess the folks at Moody's are rhinos too. They just downgraded the United States credit rating. Folks, I can't believe what I'm watching. I really can't. The bond market wobbled in a terrifying way a few weeks ago. And as Ray Dalio, the billionaire, keeps saying, Elon Musk has said a similar version of this, all it's going to take is for us to have one bad bond sale where the bonds don't get bought, and people are going to start dumping this debt. And when that happens, debt death cycle, we're done. It's only a matter of time. And with this budget, this is a historic budget because this is the one where we decided to go broke. Democrats have decided to go broke a long time ago. They don't care. They don't care if they destroy the dollar. They don't care. They don't care about any of it. The only thing standing in our way is the Republican Party. That's done now. If you even so much as talk about financial reality, you're going to get primary. Chip Roy's getting primaried. Ralph Norman probably will. You'll get punished. You shut up and you break the back of the country. That's what you do, no matter what Moody's says. Headline, Moody's downgrades United States credit rating, citing growth in government debt. And we just pretend like it's no big deal. The decision to lower the United States credit profile would be expected at the margin to lift the yield that investors demand in order to buy U.S. Treasury debt to reflect more risk and could dampen sentiment toward owning U.S. assets. This is why Trump just went to Saudi Arabia, brought every consequential CEO in the country with him to walk that red carpet and grovel before the Saudis. He did it with the most classy way possible and turned lemons into lemonade, making it a win for the country somehow. But grovel he did. He has to. It's not his, not his fault. He didn't invent the petrodollar. They let anybody else have the deal China does where you can buy oil from them in your own dollars. Oh, Katie, bar the door. It's going to break the back of the dollar. And Congress does not care. Listen to how bad this is. Poor Chip Roy. What guts it takes to be Chip Roy right now and say true things when that is not in fashion. But Chip Roy saying this bill, he said, listen, it leaves almost half of the Green New Scam subsidies. These are Democrat subsidies. They go to Democrats, Democrat NGOs, Democrat companies, and they disappear. That's $400 billion. Why? I don't know. I don't know. Do we believe in climate change now as Republicans? Why is that in the bill? By the way, as we just got not one, but two studies showing the ice sheet is thickening at a record rate. You could read about it in the New York Post. Two studies in the same week. One for the North Pole, one for the Arctic. Record gains in ice sheet thickness. We've never seen it get so cold, so fast, so thick. But, you know, let's go ahead and waste $400 billion when we're broke. We're getting downgraded by Moody's. We'll just go ahead and throw that in. Just throw whatever. It's just your grandkids' money. Yeah, by the time that they learn what it's like to be poor, you'll be dead. It'll be painless. Trust me. Don't be like Chip Roy. Don't say true things. Stop saying what's true about this bill. Well, you know what's true? Almost 70% increase in federal spending since 2019. And somehow they can't cut back to the pre-COVID levels. Folks, do you realize, you know, when we cut those, let me just show you how outrageous this is and why Moody's finally had to downgrade us. Do you realize, remember we were cutting all those checks to pay people to stay home, pay businesses to stay closed for no reason, it turned out. Because that was actually the worst thing you could do, but whatever, we're stupid. So we're paying all those people, all this check. Do you realize we're still spending at that rate as if we're still paying everyone to stay home? We're just sending the money. I don't even know where the money goes. We're not sending it out to people in checks anymore. I don't know who gets. Somebody gets it somewhere. I don't know. Maybe that's why we fund every drag show on earth. We just don't even know what to throw money at. Maybe that's why we're throwing money at the Green New Scheme, just to have something to throw money at. I don't know. You realize we never back down from the COVID spending level. We're still doing it. That's the equivalent of paying everybody to stay. And what? Remember, it was supposed to be one time. What? No, doing it again. If Chip Roy says something, he's a bad guy and a rhino and he hates Trump and shut up. And that's where we are. But there was something interesting over the weekend. Hold on with the music because I want to play this. Scott Bessent admitted what the Trump administration's plan actually is, that they don't plan to cut anything. Their plan is to grow the GDP, our economy, faster than the debt, because the debt is only a problem if it's a high percentage of the economy. So their way out is we won't cut a cent. Republicans won't have to cut anything. We can fund all of the Democrats' priorities while breaking the back of our grandchildren as long as we can get the GDP growing fast. This is what they believe now. And they're not going to cut anything.
There is the growth, the potential growth of the debt. But what's more important is that we grow the economy faster. So what we've seen under the past 4 years and you know, what we inherited, I inherited 6.7% deficit to GDP, which was the highest deficit when we were not at war, not in a recession. So we've been trying to bring down the spending and we are going to grow the revenue side. So we are going to grow the GDP faster than the debt grows, and that will stabilize the debt to GDP, which even Secretary Yellen and I agree is the most important number.
So what Bessent's saying there, and he's speaking for the Trump administration, is look, we're not cutting anything. We're just going to make the gamble that we can grow the GDP faster. How fast are we talking about? Economy GDP. The assumptions for this bill assume between a 4.5% and 5.5% GDP growth. You think that's going to happen? We haven't seen that in years. Not with any regularity. We're going to somehow do that without energy, with all the energy locked up on the coasts. No more exploration. Okay. Remember this, folks. Remember this bill. This is the moment America decided to go broke. The Democrats, again, had decided that long ago. They're already committed to it. The only thing stopping the clown car from going off the cliff was the Republicans, and they just decided they're going to mash down on the gas. So all we've got now is we're not going to keep growing. We're going to keep growing the debt, but we'll just grow the economy faster. No wonder Trump's flying around the world trying to cut trillions of dollars worth of deals. And good for him. It's fantastic. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But wow. And you know what's amazing? They just watched Moody's downgrade it. And they're not even, their heart rate doesn't increase at all. Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, number one and number two at the FBI, sitting down with an interview with Maria Bartiromo and breaking the news. They're going to get away with it. That was the purpose of this interview, is to let the Trump faithful know they're going to get away with it. Comey, Strzok, McCabe. Patel starts out letting us know there's at least four felonies here in terms of crimes. They've reviewed Crossfire Hurricane. They've reviewed what the FBI did. That's why we call it the FBI if you're new here. In partnership with Hillary Clinton in the Russia collusion hoax, there's at least four felonies here. But the statute of limitations has expired and they're going to get away with them. Maria Bartiromo, as close to it as she can here, loses it on Cash Patel in this. Just loses it on him. And he comes back and says, listen, I wasn't in charge here when the statute of limitations expired. And he's right, he wasn't. I can't do anything, but I'm here now. And he says, look, we're still going to investigate this and we're going to let the American people know what crimes Comey committed. And this is why he just did the 8647 thing. His evidence of his crimes is about to come out, according to Patel. Comey clearly believes that. And that's why he did this. So he can say, look, they're just letting this Crossfire Hurricane stuff out to retaliate against me for, you know, the 8647. They're so mean. Trump's a dictator. You know how it goes. But here's Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. This truly is historic. Letting us know they got away with it. They're going to get away with it. There's no charges on this stuff coming from us.
Look, I can speak to the folks that were in our seats, our predecessors, and they intentionally failed the American public by putting on the biggest DC deception game we've ever seen. They said the FBI was the most storied institution for law enforcement, and it was, and it will be again very soon. But when the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and company came in here with the James Bakers of the world and intentionally lied to a federal court, only to rig a presidential election by lying to the American public and using taxpayer dollars, likely illegally, to fund this entire operation and then withhold exculpatory information from a federal court that I used to appear before to manhunt terrorists. That's what broke the FBI. And then when they were caught, they lied about it. And you and a few others like Dan and others were brave enough to cover it 6, 7, 8 years ago. And we're still talking about it today because as Congress is working rigorously with us, the Crossfire Hurricane documents are coming fast and hard. And they're being sent there unredacted so we can have full accountability. And that's how you restore what the trust that was lost to the American public when it comes to the FBI.
Yeah, but come on, Director, with all due respect, we've been talking about this for a long time, and I've been demanding accountability for many, many years. You mentioned Comey, Strzok, and the rest. They've got TV shows. They've got media platforms. They're fine. There's been no accountability.
Well, look, it's a fair criticism, but what I will tell people is, We weren't here in the FBI in the last 5 years when we had statute of limitations that were still in play where we could have investigated criminal conduct. Most of these statute of limitations are 5 years old. And we will investigate criminal conduct where we find a righteous case to do so and the law and the facts allow us to. But a lot of it we're precluded from. So we'll take the criticism, and it's rightfully so. Like, could we have done more in the past? Sure, people before us could have, but what we can do now is continue to put out the documents and the information that these people withheld from the American public. And I'm just telling you right now, as much as we know about Crossfire Hurricane, he and I just found out more last week, and we're continuing to work with Congress to put those documents out. That's how vindictive and vicious the former leadership structure here was. Not only did they bastardize the FISA process and lie to the American public, they withheld and hid documentation and put it in rooms where people weren't supposed to look. And it's a good thing we're here now to clean it up, and you're about to see a wave of transparency.
What do you mean?
Just give us about a week or two.
So what he's saying is, look, there aren't going to ever be any charges against these people. Statute of limitations is gone. But we're still going to release, you know, the evidence of the crimes that they committed. They're getting away with it. That's what he's letting you know. And look, they've taken the temperature out there, and there is a lot of impatience. Where are the indictments? Where is this? Where is that? What he's saying is there isn't going to be any. Not my fault. This is what Kash Patel is saying. I wasn't here when the statute of limitations expired. Well, who was? Well, Joe Biden and his minions, yes. But before that, Trump appointed Bill Barr. Literally George H.W. Bush's best friend. They go back to the CIA when they served together. They've been tied at the hip their entire career. So you put someone that corrupt, you put a Bush crony in charge of the DOJ, he did nothing. Now, here's what's interesting here. What they're saying is we're going to let either the Crossfire Hurricane docs out, or we're going to let what's in them out. It's not clear which way he's going. He's saying 2 weeks. That'll be interesting. I've wanted to see them for years. The Trump administration hid them for years. Trump, you know, said he was going to declassify the last year he was in office, said we'd get them by the spring. Well, spring rolled around, and the summer rolled around, and the fall rolled around, and the election rolled around, and then Christmas rolled around, and then he left office. Said they'd put him out in the last few days, started to, but they never got out to the public. So honestly, here, when you're looking at cover-up, you can't even blame Biden. Trump did it. Trump covered it up. So when Cash, I don't know why, it is the strangest thing. It was crime against him. And Cash Patel saying, I've seen this. There's at least four felonies here. There's at least four crimes here. Why did Trump cover that up? I don't know. It's the one thing I'd ask him if I could interview him. Why did you cover up for the FBI? Why'd you cover for Comey? So I've heard this before, that we're going to get the Crossfire Hurricane documents any moment now, or we're going to get what's in them, and they've found new things, new crimes. Great. Let's show it to us. Let's see it. And I don't have a lot of faith we will. Please prove me wrong on this. I waited for a year for this. And folks, this is a part of why Trump lost that first election. It got too close. I think they stole it, but it got too close. Why? 50% of Americans, I'll never forget the poll for the rest of my life, went to the polls saying they believed in 2020 that Trump had an improper relationship with Vladimir Putin, that Putin and Trump had some kind of deal, something like that, for Russian interference. They believed it. So this is Kash Patel saying, hey, Comey won, struck one. We need to get used to that. However, we're going to finally tell you what they did. I've heard that before. We'll see. I'm not going to believe it till I actually see the papers. But what he's saying is there's not going to be any charges. They got away with it. And he's right. It's not his fault. You know what's interesting? That same Patel Bongino interview with Maria Bartiromo, who you could tell by the end of it was fit to be tied. I mean, she was not happy. She was very polite, but she wasn't happy. They announced their plan to reform the FBI. They're going to overhaul the FBI by moving 1,500 agents out of Washington, D.C. and spreading them around the country.
In the National Capital Region, in the 50-mile radius around Washington, D.C., there were 11,000 FBI employees. So we're taking 1,500 of those folks and moving them out. Every state's getting a plus up. And I think when we do things like that, we inspire folks in America to become intel analysts and agents and say, we want to go work at the FBI because we want to go fight violent crime and we want to get sent out into the country to do it.
We're about to ruin your summer if you're a bad guy. So I'm just warning you now, like, don't buy movie tickets because you're probably not going to cash them in.
How about that comment from Dan Bongiovo, about to ruin your summer if you
are a bad guy. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, that's great. I mean, I love that they're now focusing on criminals again instead of conservatives. But no, I want to hear you're going to fire 1,500 agents. I don't care if you send them to Kansas. It's not going to make any. They'll harass conservatives there the second you leave office. They'll be inside the Catholic Church. They'll be harassing parents who say the wrong thing at school board meetings and hurt the governor's chance of getting reelected if he's a Democrat. It's nothing to change. I was waiting through the whole interview. I wanted, okay, when did the firing start? When is that? They never said it. And when you look at who's gotten the axe so far, CIA, John Ratcliffe's over there quietly firing people. Good for him. You're watching that happen at Health and Human Services. They've already announced it. They're getting rid of people. We've seen over 200,000 either, you know, take the leave, take the package, or they've been fired using DOGE. This is federal employees. The numbers are huge. When does somebody get fired at the FBI? When do they clean house? I mean, folks, understand something. Robert Mueller, who's profoundly corrupt, and James Comey, who is literally a criminal, did and oversaw all the hiring there for 2 decades. They are packed to the gills down to the middle management, at least if not below that, with corruption. It's got to go. I mean, bare minimum plan for reforming the FBI would be let half of them go. We got to wipe out an entire culture from the top to the middle. Fired, gone, bye. Or folks, they are going to turn into the Gestapo. They were well on their way. They were censoring us. That's what totalitarian regimes do. They commit a crime after. I mean, literally in the same interview, Kash Patel's telling us, yeah, there's at least 4 felonies here. There's at least 4 crimes. But sorry, I hate to have to break it to you. Statute of limitations has expired. That was before I got here. Okay, fine. What are you going to do? Nothing. We'll move them to Kansas. I don't understand. I'm sorry. You gonna move them to Kansas? I don't even understand the logic there. I'm lost. We'll move them to Kansas and people will see FBI agents and they'll want to be in the FBI. We don't have a problem with getting applicants. We don't have that problem. So I don't. Great, they'll want to be FBI if they're in Kansas. I don't understand. There's nothing in this that says we're firing a single person. Not one. What happens to these people when they walk through those doors? I will never forget Christopher Wray at his, you know, when they were doing the Senate hearings on his confirmation. And Grassley says to him point blank, I can't get anything out of the FBI. I can't get any answers. Will you answer my request for information? Christopher Wray says yes. Walks out the door, walks across the street to the FBI. Gaffs him off for years. And I haven't even gotten to the Trump assassination yet. Something wrong with what they said about that. Folks, these two were weird. If you watch their eyes in this interview, Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, just watch their eyes. Just watch them. It's weird. They're weird. People get weird when they go inside the FBI. They don't come out the same again.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.